Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's the story of the week. It's the Major League Baseball cheating scandal that allegedly has gotten much, much worse. And the Astros, supposedly, according to some reports, may have had buzzers underneath their jerseys to notify them of what type of pitch was coming. Rob, we both now, you said it first. I was thinking 1-2 year bans without pay, of course, or suspensions without pay for any players that participated in this. But as you said it from the get-go, that's a lifetime ban.
That's a lifetime. That kind of cheating and you're using
in
some
the
sort
World
of
Series,
technology,
period,
right?
But, in
but
the
to
World
use
Series.
That and mar the game, Chris. Mar the game.
No doubt.
Mess with the integrity of the sport. That's punishable by banishment. I'm serious. That is not to be taken lightly. And nice. If I'm baseball, I come down hard. And now we just saw the tip of the iceberg of the video of Altuve and the lump
These
on his.
These are just random his, folks
right.
on Twitter.
Wait till they go. And I told you, the reporters right now at the Houston Chronicle are
the
going
Athletic,
over.
The Houston
right,
Chronicle,
right?
Yahoo, they're all on ESPN. They all should be doing
they're
this.
They're all going through video trying to see if they can see like there's some sort of device attached. But the most damning video, Chris, is when he hits the game-winning home run and he's conscious enough to tell the players, don't rip my jersey off. He grabs it like a woman who has like cleavage trying to cover herself. Like do you see the way he grabbed it at the top?
Yep. Yep.
That's what it looked like to me. Like, oh, wait a minute. I don't want these to come out.
He's clearly telling them, don't grab the jersey.
That's
like, don't
do it.
I mean, and if you're clean, that is the last thing on your mind.
You're enjoying the moment.
Right. You're not even thinking about your jersey.
You're like,
and if they rip your jersey, your pants, your stirrups, they can rip whatever they want off.
And throw Gatorade on. You might have got
right.
electrocuted if they threw a Gatorade on them.
That would be if he said, don't douse me.
Don't douse
me. Do not
right.
douse me.
Can you imagine? Imagine if he got a shock or something, doused him with Gatorade, and then he was like, oh, wow.
Oh, man. But I'm going to continue to beat this drum, and it's going to get louder and louder as if these allegations are true and more comes out. Vacate!
You're on to the vacate.
Vacate the titles! I mean, I felt that way with the trash cans and all that. But I get it if people were like, hey, it's just a little bit worse than they always have done in baseball. This, if true,
we haven't seen this.
No. This is to the stratosphere. I mean, this is as bad as it gets, as bad as we've ever seen in professional sports. And so you need to take away the titles. They got titles that they did not deserve. And the Dodgers –
lost to
Clayton
both teams.
Kershaw and Jenly Hansen, all these guys. They lost to both the Dodgers or the Astros and the Red Sox in World Series that maybe they would have won had it been an even playing field. And I just think Rob and John Smoltz talked about it when he was on with us in the first hour. You've got to put out punishments that will deter other teams and individuals from doing this in the future. And if you take away the championship, now what's Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, got? He's got nothing now. At least now he's still got a championship.
Yeah, but
when you talk about that, like I bring it because you're always bringing up the Patriots and I get it. If they took away some of those Super Bowls, then you wouldn't have to say they won six. And everybody else wouldn't say they're the GOATs because they won six. Maybe it would be four And then we wouldn't necessarily be calling them to go. It changes everything. Even if we saw them do it on the field, they have got to vacate these championships.
See, I think the other thing is I've never been big on that, even in college, and they've done it in the Olympics, Chris.
And the Olympics works.
But I'm just saying, if you take it away and there's no World Series winner, but you are, the one thing I will give you is that you're not talking about awarding it to the Dodgers.
No.
Right? You just couldn't justify.
How would the Dodgers even feel good about that?
Right. And nobody would really want that. What fan would want some bogus championship that was handed to you? You didn't celebrate that moment. That's not the moment that you live with your whole life, Chris. When you watch your team finally win a championship, you never forget that moment. Am I right?
Right.
You get goosebumps every time they play those highlights.
Yeah.
Because you remember how hard it was and your team sucked and then finally they won a big champ. You know what I mean? I grew up as a Mets fan and they were bad when I was in high school. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so I do think they should vacate the titles. And look, college is different. When college players, almost all the time, their punishments are for taking money from boosters, from an agent, from whoever, off the field.
But not cheating
in
the game.
It's not cheating in the game. This was cheating the actual game. And I'm telling you, baseball would look much better. And the fans would be able to trust it much more, and they would talk less about it if they came out hard like that. And again, I think organizations would no longer have incentive to do it, because if we get caught, it's not like we're going to be champions anymore.
What do you think, Chris, on the Altuve and maybe Bregman's name is being mentioned or whatever through that tweet or whatever? If they do an investigation, find out that they were wearing wires or buzzers or whatever it is, where are you on that? Like they finally like find out that this is what went on.
Man, they are two great players. Two of the best in the league.
If you're Aaron Judge, you lost your MVP to Altuve.
I mean, look, a 5-year ban.
And then they have
without
to ask for
pay,
and then ask
contract
for reinstatement.
Voided.
Right.
I think that's fair. You went with lifetime. I mean, if they gave him a lifetime, I wouldn't be shouting, this is unfair, this is too much. But
even if you
I
get
probably,
a lifetime ban, doesn't mean that you can't reapply for reinstatement at some point, but that's your initial.
And look, let's be honest, if you do 5 years,
right.
That
might take you out of playing.
A lifetime ban.
Yeah, probably takes you out of playing again.
Right.
If you haven't played on that level, that doesn't mean you can't stay in shape. But, Chris, you know there's nothing like live pitching.
Right.
You get a batting machine all day.
You're going to have trouble. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have trouble getting back to where you were. Man, right now I'm thinking, I mean, I don't want to be held to this because I obviously want to look at all the evidence and everything. But right now the thought in my mind is something like a 5-year ban.
Yeah.
Without pay, contract voided.
I could get on with that. I wouldn't have a total problem with that.
But I think they should have done that to Hinch and Cora as well.
I think that
if Cora's, you know, indicted in the Red Sox investigation.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that.
Because everybody's talking about Hinch, and look, I get it. He's well liked, and Hinch and Beltran and. You know, Cord,
all these guys,
they're going to be back. Like, all the reporters are like, oh, they'll be back and manage it. Why? There's 30 of these.
Because.
And, you know, you say it all the time. Today, the manager, a lot of time, doesn't even fill out the lineup card.
Right, it comes from the front office.
It's almost a gift to you.
But it'll be like, people would say, well, Josh McDaniels got busted. He's with the Patriots, got busted for cheating, and his name's on everybody's list, Chris. So That's what happened. You would think that should rule him out, wouldn't it? Why didn't that rule Josh? Now, he didn't get the job.
I think the feeling is that.
He didn't get the job, but I'm saying he got fired in Denver for videotaping another team.
You're right. The feeling is that, fair or not, that's not as bad as what's happened in
cheating
baseball.
Cheating is cheating.
There's always degrees to stuff.
But I'm just saying, they use cameras. It's the technology again, Chris.
Right. I'm not saying he shouldn't
have
got punished.
This ain't with binoculars you're looking across and you're trying to figure it out. This is, we're recording it and we're making notes and we're going to use this to help us.
Well, let's get to Jessica Mendoza. Any baseball fan knows her. She is an ESPN analyst for MLB.
She does Sunday Night Baseball.
Yep, and She is in the front office for the New York Mets.
A consultant, I think, right? Is that her title?
She had something very interesting to say. Here it is. It was on ESPN Radio.
Going public, yeah. I mean, I get it. If you're with the Oakland A's and you're on another team, I mean, heck yeah, you better be telling your teammates, look, hey, heads up, if you hear some noises when you're pitching, like, this is right. What's going right. on, for sure. But to go public, yeah, that it didn't sit well with me. And honestly, it made me sad for the sport that's how this all got found out. I mean, this wasn't something that MLB naturally investigated or that even other teams complained about because they naturally heard about and then investigations happened, but it came from within. It was a player that was a part of it, that benefited from it during the regular season when he was a part of that team. And that, when I first heard about it, it's just, it hits you like any teammate would, right? It's something that you don't do. I totally get telling your future teammates, helping them win, letting people know. But to go public with it and call them out and start all of this, it's hard to swallow.
What?
Thank you. I'm
that
glad you said it.
That was hard to swallow.
That was terrible. The idea that you're mad at the whistleblower doesn't matter. Wrong is wrong,
thank
Chris.
You. Thank you.
And thank God there have been people in this world who have not turned the other way. What have I always said? The worst people in the world are people who see bad things being done and don't do anything about it, who turn their heads and act like they don't want to. This whole notion that, if they found out about it organically or through the league, that's okay. But Mike Friars has to go.
First of all, that's not going to happen, as we've talked about.
And she's talking about, like, there was nothing about it. That's not true. The Yankees complained. There were teams complaining that they kept hearing whistles and garbage cans. But this wasn't new.
Right.
What is she talking about?
You saw Trevor Bauer's tweet. Look, I get it if she would have said, the only thing that bothers me is that Fears.
That didn't do it right away.
He got a ring. He sat there and let it go on and said nothing. And then he leaves the team and now he's saying something.
But here,
I get that. But to go, she essentially said, if your team is cheating and you're a player on the team, or heck, executive, coach, whatever.
You don't say anything. Right. She's endorsing cheating. And here's the other one, Chris, that people could relate to with football. It's like the Eric Mangini, Bill Belichick thing. I know what you're doing, right? Don't do it to me. How are you going to do it to me?
Right.
I was there. I know what's going on. He went to the Jets and found out that they were doing the same exact thing. That's why Eric Mangini said something.
Yep.
He didn't call a press conference after he left New England and said, hey, let me spill everything that's going on in New England.
I have no problem with what Mangini
did. Neither do I.
I don't know if that's why right now he's not in the league, whatever. But
no, he wound up getting a job in San Francisco. Right, remember that? He was a defensive coordinator.
He told Belichick, don't do it to me. And Belichick had the audacity to do it.
To do it to him.
I would be upset, too. I'd be like, Belichick would have done probably the same thing.
Right.
You going to go against me? I'm not about to rat you out. You going to go against me? Well, now I got to, hey,
I got no choice.
Fight fire with fire.
Exactly.
Dude. I tried to come to you. Nah, so, but no. She is
off base.
She's wrong. She's off.
So,
she's,
you know, she backpedaled. Rob G, did you see the statement?
Yeah, I bet she backpedaled.
She backpedaled. I don't know who wrote the statement, if it was ESPN or her or whatever, but
what she basically, what she said,
yeah,
how'd she do it?
It was more about it's wrong, and she's glad that someone was like a total reversal because somebody told her
a few hours later.
You know how bad this sounds? Like, do you understand what you just said?
Right.
You're endorsing cheating.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now we are joined by the Hall of Fame pitcher, now a Fox MLB analyst, none other than the great John Smoltz. John, welcome to The Odd Couple.
What's up, John?
Oh, I'm glad you guys have me on. I'm doing good. Thanks.
It's a great day to have you, I'll tell you that.
What a crazy day in baseball.
We know you're appearing to promote the second annual Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions golf tournament this weekend, but we got to get to some baseball stuff first.
That's right. John,
sure.
Today, obviously, Beltran stepping down. I don't think most people are shocked by that. Once you're linked to such a cheating scandal, it's hard to be the face or lead a team. Were you surprised, or did it make sense to you?
You know, I don't know if this is universal, if it was 25 other teams or 25 other markets, if it would have held as much. But I think New York, and certainly the constant first-year manager answering questions that doesn't really have anything to do with his team, it seems like that it would be more of a burden and more of a distraction than it would being able to lead with the coupled with, you know, just all that has come out. You know, leadership and management made that decision. They've made that decision on three fronts now. And, you know, I don't know where it ends, but I don't know if we'll have this kind of conversation in the future. And I've heard all kinds of people's opinions on how this came about, should it have come about, all the different things. But the one thing we can know for sure is whenever there is a cloud or an issue over a sport, you don't want that to linger, and you don't want to be talking about that 4 years down the road. Now, we've seen other issues that we're still talking about.
That's right.
People, you know, and I think to me that is as big of a problem that hasn't had a penalty that makes people not want to try certain things and do certain things. So that part still bothers me, but it's bothered me for a while. I was a dummy to think that 15 years ago we wouldn't be talking about this 10 years after that either, but we, you know, we are, and failing drug tests and so on and so forth. I'm fairly confident that we won't be talking about this, however, much more past this year. Now, I'm not naive, neither is anyone else, to think that these are the only participants as far as teams and issue with technology. Technology's gotten so good that the irony here is we're going to hopefully look to technology to get us out of this from a standpoint of being able to utilize technology to help this not happen and keep the integrity of what the pitcher and catcher and the teams are able to do from a strategy standpoint, not eliminating their ability to be smart and doing certain things. But I don't think that anybody agrees that the form by which this was utilized was acceptable.
John, no players were punished, but today there's reports that maybe some of the Houston Astros were actually wearing buzzers to alert them as to what pitches were coming. First of all, how'd you feel about no players being punished? And then if, I know we're speculating because we don't know. But
we
if,
did see the picture of like Altuve's jersey.
Yeah, that players are actually wearing buzzers underneath their uniforms. What do you think should be done? So two-part question.
Yeah, I think that's another interesting dilemma that, again, you know, from an on-the-field scenario, it's like holding a coach to college football accountable for everything that goes on with 53-player roster. I always thought that was a little difficult, but that's where the axe usually falls. And unfortunately for AJ and general manager and now two more managers, that's where the punishment has fallen. To get your arms around what you could possibly do from a player standpoint, you're going to have a lot of evidence, and you're going to have to be pretty sure so that it's not, you know, it's a righteous punishment and not an undue punishment. Look, the one thing about the Houston Astros and any other organization is they don't want to be talking about this anymore. So I'm sure everyone's cooperating to the highest level they can so that this is gone and over with, because forever and in time, you know, as great of a team as they are, people are going to talk about this as the reason or a big reason why they were able to win a championship. So baseball has, we all know baseball's changed from on the field stuff, from a standpoint of how the game is kind of, I don't want to say taken away from the players, self-policing, but you know what I'm saying. It's like the opportunity to do certain things that might have been in vogue 20 years ago is definitely not now. And so it's up to Major League Baseball, and I think in their ability to discern how they're going to make this not become a temptation in the future. And as we just met, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I still believe that if the punishment is, I believe everyone should get chances, and I think certain of people that are no longer with their organizations are going to get chances to manage again. I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I also think the punishment should deter you from finding ways to do this again. And it hasn't deterred people in the other area of failed drug tests. But at the end of the day, you know, as fans watch a game and as players play the game, you don't want to have anything. You don't want to have any feeling that there isn't legitimacy to what's going on. And that would be the end game for any sport.
Hall of Famer John Smoltz joining the iCouple.
Yeah, how about if, John, you're the Dodgers and you just lost two World Series to Houston and Boston, both implicated in a cheating scandal, both with Alex Cora as the linchpin between both organizations. How do you cope with it if you're on the Dodgers just thinking about what's transpired and maybe you were robbed twice?
Yeah, I mean, that's a psychological thing. You know, the Yankees can have the same claim, but you got to, you know, also be careful that everybody else is not maybe totally clean either. So you got to be careful in how, again, there's going to be an example made. It doesn't mean that everybody that was doing it is going to be caught. It would take probably too long and to have too many different things going on. And again, restoring the legitimacy of the game is the most important priority. And in the way people are going to pay, certain people are going to be caught in the phrase of that. And, you know, for the Dodgers, it's an easy way to think. And I would probably feel, you know, you would have a hard time not feeling that way. Expressing it and getting way out in front of it. I'm sure that's why everybody is trying to calm down that rhetoric and let these things play out so that, you know, it's over in a shorter time than this being, you know, prolonged and talked about throughout the year. And it's not like college where you're going to strip them of the national title and anything like that, but it is going to be a part of their organization, unfortunately, for quite some time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now there are reports. Started with a tweet from a woman who claims to be Carlos Beltran's niece, saying that Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and some other Astros players wore a buzzer underneath their uniforms that alerted them to what type of pitch was coming. Obviously, this is huge news. Now, the Beltran family has denied that this woman is related to the family, but in the past, she's broken news
or whoever
about
has
Beltran
this.
That was right. Yeah, there's been some speculation that it's a burner account for a player in the know or someone else in the know. That may very well be true. But whatever the case, now we're talking about something that as bad, Rob, as the other allegations, and not just allegations, they've been proven to be true, that the Astros and the Astros used video cameras and so on and so forth and then banged on garbage cans to steal signs and let their player, the batter, know what.
And
pitch
now there's
is coming.
Plenty of video coming out where you could actually hear it now. It ain't like it's some made up story. You hear it.
That sounds prehistoric compared to wearing a buzzer on your uniform. And the question I want to throw at you, Rob, do you think baseball knew? Not knew during the World Series. But remember, the players were given immunity during the investigation. So they would not be punished if they told us and shared all the truth with the investigators. And that is one reason why only Carlos Beltran, who's no longer a player, was a player at the time with the Astros.
That's why
now
his name
he's the
was, man, right.
was the manager of the New York Mets, just mutually agreed to step down with the team today. He was named because he's no longer a player. No other players were named. Do you think that maybe some player or many of the players told them about the buzzers And MLB didn't include it in their report. What do you think?
No, I don't believe that. I do believe that the one thing, Chris, you could try to, like, fudge a lot of things and hide stuff, but when you mess with the integrity of the game, you have a chance of losing everything that has been built up. When people don't believe what they're watching is real, you don't have a game. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's why when people say, why is baseball so hard on Pete Rose? Because they know the implications of gambling. If you start gambling on it, if I'm striking out because, Chris, they want me to strike out with the bases loaded, or you know what I mean? Or
yep.
Or miss a ground ball, or miss a big fly ball in the ninth inning. If you start doing that.
That makes sense.
Then you mess with the integrity, and people don't want to be like, I'm not paying to go see Major League Baseball. It's fixed. Did you see him miss that ground ball with the bases loaded in the game on the line?
Right.
He must have got paid off. Well, you know what I mean?
But that's
That's why I think there's an integrity thing that they're really strict on. That's why they're going after. That's why we saw three Major League managers lose their job, Chris, in 3 days. Since Monday. 4 days, right? Three.
I hear you. And what you said makes perfect sense. And may very well be true. And to be honest, I hope that's the truth. But I think, look at the report. Look at the steroid, the PED situation. And it's not just baseball, but you can look at any sport, football and basketball as well. What did the investigation really tell us that wasn't already out there? It may have fleshed a few things out a little more.
Well, I think they have to do it from a legal
but
standpoint.
But they didn't, like,
I
these
get what you're
stories
saying.
Came out because reporters broke stories.
Well, that's usually
even
how
PEDs,
it is.
You cannot, I tell you this, integrity and all that, you cannot tell me Major League Baseball did not know about steroids in the 90s. I've seen quotes from executives in Major League Baseball when we talked about McGuire and Sosa saying it was 98. Who knew about who knew about all this stuff? Man, come on.
I told you this
steroids.
Before.
Steroids.
Lala Zedo, go read his Wikipedia page. I started using steroids, Chris, in 1969. Steroids weren't new.
No,
They're
I played
not
high
new.
School football in
did
the 80s, I didn't never took steroids. No, but there were guys that did. And some of them weren't football players. Some of them just wanted
to
bulk
like,
up and look good.
Like Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah,
remember that?
I mean,
the Hulk or whatever, right?
So in Iowa, in Ohio, high school kids taking steroids. I knew about it. You can't tell me in professional baseball they did not know about
and
steroids.
And don't forget.
I get it. It's a business.
Right.
They probably love the balls flying out of the park, especially coming off the strike.
Right. No, that Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire saved baseball.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it.
If in the NBA, if the league knew that some of their great players were taking performance enhancing drugs, HGH, whatever, I could see them. I think they would hide it.
They would try to hide it.
I think they would try to hide it.
They have suspended a couple players.
Yeah, but they suspend the, the
also
players who are okay.
Right. I know that. I get it.
To show you, we're serious about it. And I'm not accusing any of the leagues. I'm just speculating. Same thing with football. And they have come down on some guys with PEDs. But if you know something is going down, they destroyed the tapes.
Right.
From the Patriots.
Why?
It may have been way worse than we know.
And why? If you ask yourself, Chris,
why destroy them
so that nobody could see them?
Right.
If it was no big deal, there wouldn't have been a fine, and you wouldn't have destroyed them. To me, if I was Bill Belichick and it wasn't that bad, I would be like, you're making it worse for me.
Right.
I want you to show what we had on here so people can for themselves look at it.
Right.
Right? Why would it be destroyed and now – it's up for us to imagine what it was, and you only destroy something, Chris, when it's bad, right?
No question. And that's the point I'm making, Rob, is that these leagues make billions of dollars. The last thing they want to do is have anything stop the money train, stop the gravy train, kill the golden goose.
No, you're right.
And again, to your point, most of these stories that come out, when we find out about cheating or some other scandal, It is from reporters breaking the news. It's the leagues being forced to deal with it. And so, I'm not going to accuse MLB because I don't know. But I do wonder, did some Astros players tell him the whole deal?
All I know is now, this is the scary part for baseball. Once you start seeing these clips, Chris, there are people currently going over their Altuve clips, right, watching the highlights,
and
looking for any indication.
What we've just seen on Twitter is damning.
Right, we've already seen it. We just saw two clips.
Right.
Right?
These are just, I guess, random fans. But
so what I'm saying is that right now.
That's why baseball, you did a thorough investigation. You didn't see any of this, but some random cat sitting down in Indiana was able to see this. Altuve at the home plate. You
saying,
know?
don't rip off my jersey.
Come
and
on.
You know right now, there are reporters right now at the Houston Chronicle going over tapes. Right now, Chris, you know that, right?
Yep.
Going over everything to try to find more evidence or whatever. They are going to go through everything. So baseball can't play around, because if they're able to pull more clips,
right,
and show you, like, look at the bulge here. What is that? You know what I mean? And start looking closely.
Right. Because you know what else can come out? The fact that baseball knew could come out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then you got a problem with the commissioner.
Then you got a real problem.
You got a real problem. So this is serious stuff. It's why people are interested in it. Why people? Because we haven't seen this.
No, this is.
Am I right? We haven't seen this.
This is the equivalent, Rob G. When during the break we were talking about it. This, I can't even think of a basketball equivalent. I guess it would be if at halftime in the locker room, if we had cameras that were showing us on video what you guys were talking about in the other locker room, or in football. If the linebackers, you know, you're hearing stuff in your helmet, if that is, we're hearing your play calls.
Right, right.
In the helmet. Like, that's what we're talking
about.
That's
what it would be like, right.
That's what we're talking
about. Like, the Patriots had other teams' signals, but it ain't like you know what's going on immediately.
Right,
like, right,
right. Right, right. Now, this is huge. And even the first, you know, the initial scandal with the garbage cans, you heard it, and I heard it. Some people were kind of almost justifying it, right? Like, hey, it's baseball. What's the difference in stealing signs on the field?
Right.
Vaseline on the cap. And
trying to make it like it's not that big of a deal,
and
we're overblowing it. I don't believe that.
I don't think we overblew that. But I could see where people are like, it's stealing. This is totally different, it's true.
This would be uncharted waters.
Right.
Like, we haven't seen anything of this, to wear a wire, Chris, because that's what I call it. Like, wearing a wire under your uniform and you're getting buzzed so you know what pitch is coming. I mean, that is really like I just couldn't even imagine. And then you look sometimes at some of his home runs and situations and you go, what?
They were always clutch.
Am I right?
They were always clutch, at least in Houston.
Right, but the numbers aren't as great elsewhere.
Right, right.
If you remember that series, they beat the Yankees. They won the first two games, went to New York, struggled big time the whole three-game series, lost all three, Chris, went back to Houston, and then won those two games. That was not last year, the year before, 17.
Look, I get the competitiveness. And again, I get if I'm clever enough at second base, and I can decipher the catcher's signs and signals.
Nobody's going to say anything
to you.
That. Right.
But this level of cheating, I got to be honest. I don't know how good I'd even feel when it's that level of cheating.
But some people,
I mean, look,
people
there's
don't
money
care.
On the line,
there's money.
There's championships. There's fame. I get it.
There's big money,
but that's
Chris.
Like,
big money.
You know inside. Everybody's celebrating you, and you know inside it's fraudulent.
But you already know a lot of people live with that every day, who are frauds, and they project one image, Chris.
Right. That's
you
true.
Know that, right?
That's very
Father
true.
Of the year. Oh, take my kids to church every Sunday.
Right.
Seriously. And Monday through Friday,
a lot of
they raise in hell.
Hypocritical
raise in hell.
Right, right. Nah, that's fair. We see that all the time.
All the time.
In politics and that's a good point.
Yep.
That's a good point.